Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, silence your phones. You only gonna hear my tone. It's special how we all alone. Get comfy, make yourself at home.
Ladies and gentlemen, Aaron Burr.
So I got in trouble today. I went on Newsmax. You've never heard of Newsmax?
Never heard of Newsmax. Sounds racist.
It's a very racist white network.
All right.
It's like One America News. You never heard of that?
Okay.
Right.
So all these QAnon.
You heard of Fox News?
Fox News. I don't
okay.
Know.
So Fox News.
They don't like me very much.
They're the big one.
Okay.
Are you sure they don't like you?
I'm sure.
If you went on and you were like, I love the Jews, they would love you. So.
Well, I'm cool with them because I grew up with them.
I know.
So it's like, yeah, I get it.
But yeah. Like the Jews.
I'm anti nothing. I'm pretty cool. I'm a product of a good divorce, so I don't really have that.
You had a divorce. Divorce?
Probably a good divorce, meaning my parents had a good break, clean break.
How do you do a good divorce?
Well, you marry young, and then you see that it don't work out early, so you both have enough mental stability to thrive and survive on. Both my parents are engineers, so they did very well for themselves.
For themselves.
Hated each other, but loved my black ass, so you gotta understand. They competed for my love, and to watch two engineers, two smart people compete for their son's love, I find myself very spoiled in the middle. I'm a product of a good divorce. So I was taught good things from both sides, so I have no reason to hate anything because I had it all coming up. There's no reason for me to be jealous or
you're
hate.
You're still tight with both of them?
I'm tight with both my parents, yeah.
You, during COVID, you hung out with your mom a lot.
Hung out with my mom a whole lot, yeah.
Yeah, and did that make you closer to your mom, COVID?
Well, me and my mom have already been close, so it kind of just made us just even more tighter friends because me and my mom have been me and my mom for a long time. So
both your parents are black?
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Very successful engineers.
Yeah.
Did you have black friends that were not as successful as your parents, like that family?
Absolutely.
What was that like?
They're, you know, you keep status out. You don't go around boasting that because in Philly, you'll get your ass whooped. So it's not like, it's just what they did. And then, you know, and they wanted to do better. So, of course, I'm going to go with them.
Yeah.
You know?
Would your parents give you like, oh, you shouldn't be hanging out with this kid? Would they ever tell you that or would they
Absolutely.
Leave you to your own devices?
My mom used to pick and choose my friends, but when I grew old enough, my parents put a lot of trust in me early. When I turned 21, I was an adult. I didn't have to come in the house when the street light was on or at 12 o'clock no more. I was like a whole man. All right, we taught you. Let's see how you apply this shit. But thank God my mom, I'm a single child on my mom's side, so I'm going to be her baby regardless.
You did pretty good in life.
Yeah, so I did okay.
Your only downside is you're a pothead, which isn't a bad thing.
Big pothead, though.
But that's legal now.
It's legal now.
If it was plus, 10 years, you're a hard worker.
But yeah, I'm a functioning pothead because I still got to go
You do
to work.
Well financially.
I'm doing okay.
You're not a drunk. Do you drink?
I don't drink at all.
At all?
Yeah.
Where'd you learn that? Did you get real drunk one night?
No, through examples of my friends fucking up in high school.
Yeah.
A lot of spoiled football scholarships. A lot of getting bitches pregnant, a lot of DUIs, a lot of car accidents, like niggas was dying.
And this is scary.
Yeah.
Being black and driving drunk is super
That's
scary.
That's a double whammy.
That's
right
a double whammy. If you're driving sober, you could die.
So I was always the designated driver because I wanted to make sure motherfuckers.
You were a really responsible kid.
Absolutely. I was that guy.
Would you not have sex with hot girls sometimes because you were worried you would get them pregnant when you were younger?
Oh, no. I was always trying to fuck, but I didn't get to fuck until after high school because I was just a shy dude.
You were a virgin until you finished high school.
Yeah.
You were like a nerd, but good looking.
Good looking nerd.
Yeah.
A lot of friends have said I was a waste of a handsome dude.
They would throw like, pussy at you and you would say no.
One of my best friends said, bro, if I had your hair, I would have full blown AIDS by now. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
You're not applying yourself. But you got to learn. I'm a slow learner.
Okay.
What's up, Dave?
But you overall very happy about your upbringing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're a good kid.
Good kid. Me and my mom had a good connection. Crab leg fights.
I hate it.
What are crab leg fights?
Me and my mother, before we feasted on our crabs every other month, We used to fight with the legs because Alaskan King, we had enough of them to just be able to play with our food.
This is a very rare black story.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Crab leg fights, like lightsabers.
And you would do them at home or at Red Lobster?
No, at home, because I bought them all. So, you know.
You'd bring them home. That's not cheap.
Yeah, crab legs.
You tell people now at home, crab legs are almost illegal. Alaskan King crab legs, because they're so rare.
$90 to $97 a pound.
Have you ever thought about just shoplifting crab legs? Because I have.
I mean, it could. That's a thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, as a black man, I love my feasts, you know. But me and my mom, we're doing okay where we can have crab leg fights.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
I made my daughter ravioli tonight.
Okay.
And I'm doing pretty good, but we've never had crab leg fights.
You ever had lobster ravioli?
Oh, yeah, we
do. Fun time, man.
Yeah.
That is a fun time.
You can't have lobster ravioli fights, though.
No.
You just whip them at each other, right?
Dave Temple just joined us, everybody.
Hey, what's happening, Temple, guy?
Hot off the new Kyrie intervention. What's up?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to go see the movie now. Thanks, New York Post.
Are you going to see it? What's it called?
Hebrews and Negroes.
Well, Dave Chappelle said it was what? He said what? From
Hebrews to Negroes.
Hebrews to Negroes. Chappelle killed that monologue.
That monologue was awesome. Yeah. He ran a clinic for 15 minutes.
That's the first time I've watched SNL from the beginning. I watched till almost the end of Weekend Update. I was like, this is a good show.
Yeah.
And I very rarely say that about SNL.
No, it was a good time. This one was a good one.
Something's changed there where they're starting to pop off and get like real funny. Like Che's been funny all the time. Jost has been really good, but something's shifted. And also Chappelle on felt like an episode of the Chappelle Show.
Oh yeah, it was great. The House of Dragons spinoff, that was great. No, when Chappelle's in his bag, he's in his bag, man. He's one of the best, or the best.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is what it is. He's a goat.
I think Pryor's the goat.
But he's not here right now.
Yeah, but it's not the greatest of here right now. It's the greatest of all time.
Well, all time, yes, Pryor. That's a prerequisite.
Yeah.
But you know, kids don't even know who the fuck he is no more.
Some kids don't know anything before Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy.
Sometimes they don't even know who Eddie Murphy is.
Eddie Murphy was a product of Richard Pryor. Without talking about Dick Gregory, even people don't even know the importance of Dick Gregory. But Pryor was better than Chappelle is.
Okay, and that's fine.
That's what I think. Yeah,
but you know, Chappelle's still Chappelle, so it is what it is.
What about Hamburger?
Lonzo Hamburger
legendary.
Jones. I think he's legendary for Jersey. When I was first doing comedy up here, I would go back and forth from New York and Jersey, and I did a lot of his shows where he would host. Hamburger put money in my pocket.
He also in little
restaurants in Jersey.
Mastered the art, like him and another comic are the only ones to really blow out of that thing to work internationally because they said their names over and over.
Who was the other
and
comic
over again? Jamario?
Black Gallagher.
I think it was Jamario.
No.
One of them motherfuckers, Shorty. Show that what my name is.
Yeah, it was another one that kept saying their name. But
this was Jersey Philly scene?
No, this was Def Jam.
Oh, okay.
Hamburger works internationally. People still, when they discover him in other countries, he says his name so much, they know exactly who he is.
Look, Hamburger.
Hamburger got a shout out on Family Guy. He got an episode where they called back Hamburger twice.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Like they say his whole name. And then they do a joke about it at the end and call the front. Yo, like Hamburger got shout outs on Family Guy. So
Hamburger,
know.
You know what where he works a lot now? I used to see him.
McDonald's.
He does like these Mother's Day blowout extravaganza shows. So like black people take their moms to go see Hamburger.
Yeah. Because he clean.
For
he
Mother's
clean.
Day. Yeah, Easter, all of that stuff.
You say Hamburger, so not to curse.
Yeah.
Really?
And mothers love
it. They love him.
They love
it. So what, he does like theaters now? Like
churches,
Mother's Day,
churches. Big church.
Well, you play clean like that, big huge church events. That's when you can get money off that. Play clean.
I read when I started comedy, there was a GQ article, and the first one was Sam Kinison, how important Sam Kinison was to stand up. Then there was about the new Chitlin circuit, which was Bernie Mac and all those guys when they were doing the tour, and the people would go out to see them. They would go out buy brand new suits. They would dress to the nines and go out. We're going out to see the Kangs.
Yeah,
Kangs. Yeah.
That's Harvey's first opener. That's his opener on the special. On King's Comedy.
Yeah.
North Carolina, let me hear you say, yeah, I heard a lot of y'all saying, we're going to go see the Kangs. Well, the Kangs is here.
Yeah.
And I didn't really laugh at that part. I was like, come on, man. And, you know, then it picked up, and I wound up watching it four times when I was 15.
Who do you think's the richest out of the Kings of Comedy right now?
Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey got his hands in everything.
Who else was in it? Bernie, rest in
peace. Cedric and DL.
Cedric did pretty good.
Cedric did really well.
DL did pretty good, DL too.
He's still really out touring. Well.
Yeah. I mean, DL's still doing clubs, like improvs and stuff
like
that.
You know what's funny, too? He's another guy that I watch, like, once he starts adding on shows, he'll add on, like, a 4 p.m. You know,
really?
What I mean? Like, he's not adding on to midnight.
No,
maybe
he don't
like want to
stay out late.
Nine, but his audience is also, they appreciate a Sunday 4 p.m.
Yeah.
D.L. Hughley show, you know?
That's. I mean, I think it still works that early in the day when it's your audience.
Absolutely.
I think when you got to come here at 4
audience.
O'clock.
They going to come see you regardless if it's
Listen,
your audience.
I ain't knocking it. I respect it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd rather go to bed early and still make the set and make an extra 20, 30 grand. And
yeah.
Be a, oh, I'm in bed 11:30 in a Ritz Carlton.
At a show, that's another 20 grand. Might as well make it in the afternoon. Shit.
Yeah.
That's easy like Sunday morning.
We just sold out Miami. Me and Lewis sold out Miami for this weekend.
Right.
So I go, let's add another show. And the guy's like, I don't want to. And I was like, well, we should. And he's like, what do you want to add at 1 o'clock Saturday? I was like, no, we're good. Don't add it. Because then it's like, you're not going to get home till 4 o'clock in the morning. And then everything's all fucked up.
I can still hang out. I'm still in
favor. You hang out.
I like
you don't go
out.
To bed till probably 5 or 6 in the
five
morning.
5 or 6 most times.
That's nuts. Let's what about go. You?
I dip in and out of the hanging out, but no, I get my sleep now.
What time you wake up? Do you have a rule, 11 o'clock latest?
I'm usually up by 9, 10 anyway.
Even if you go to bed at 5, 6?
Most of the time.
Yeah.
I can do it.
Yeah, we
I'm
usually
still
get
pretty
him
good
up
with that.
In the park working out by 9. I get up a bit early.
He go
that,
my hard, but I still be out there. Like, I ain't got nothing flabby because, you know, he's been helping me with my pull-ups and shit. And I do a lot.
Oh, you guys do jail workouts in the park.
Yeah, in the park.
Yeah.
The yard workout. It's called the yard workout.
It's jail workout.
Stop saying
it's
jail,
a pull-up bar.
It's a yard.
It's a pull-up bar.
Two
and a push-up.
The yard in the jail.
Yeah,
but there's no fences. There's not locked down.
There's a yoga day.
Damn.
There's a
you're
yoga
doing
day.
Yoga
you're doing
day.
Yoga on concrete, though. That's really jail. Yoga on concrete makes you realize, you better do it right. You're going to bust your ass. Say no bad.
What's your favorite yoga move?
Mine is the one that stretches your lower back. That's my favorite.
That's all them.
So is the warrior pose.
Downward dog, maybe?
Nah, because that's when your ass all up.
Yeah, you don't
like
that.
I like the warrior, and in the warrior, you got to spin your back and put your arm in the sky and look toward the head.
Oh, I know that one.
That twists your back all the way up.
Are you flexible enough?
I am.
You should be pretty rich by now, are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm starting to take care of my family the way I want to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess
I'm on the road
to
success. What about you? What are you going to buy yourself?
Huh?
What are you going to buy yourself?
Just an apartment. I just want an apartment in Manhattan.
You
want
to buy an apartment?
Yeah, or
like
just
a one bedroom, two bedroom?
Right now, one bedroom, and then I'll move up to a two bedroom.
Neighborhood?
Anywhere between Lower East Side and Gramercy.
Right.
I like the East Side. That's my shit.
Why you like?
Or maybe like Upper East Side? Maybe. It's just not the West Side. It's just crazy, but the East Side is less crazy. But it's still, in the mornings are nicer on the East Side, I think.
Pete Davidson just bought himself a Raptor. It's a big truck.
Yeah.
Would you ever drive one of those?
I would. Okay.
You don't care?
Yeah, but I'm going to get a Ferrari truck because that's more so my personality, and a Plymouth, an old Plymouth. We was talking about this.
Yeah,
Plymouth, like a Skylark or something like that, like an old car.
Retro chill car.
Okay.
All right. You're going to go on stage now. I'm going to talk to Dave for a bit. Did you get high enough?
I'm high enough. I ain't higher than I was a second ago. Shit. I'm doing all right. I got to tell jokes and shit. But no, thank you.
Thank you.
It was a good time. You going to finish?
You guys have a show together called No Need for Apologies.
We do.
You can see it
tell them about the podcast. Digital. We do a podcast. Tell them, Dave.
No Need for Apologies. Check us out on YouTube. We drop every Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Also, in an FA.
We have some tour dates coming up, some good cities. So come and check us out if you're in La Jolla, Philadelphia, Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, we'll be there.
Phoenix.
Winnipeg.
Yeah, I'm doing rumors.
You're doing rumors?
I'm doing rumors,
Bringing them with you?
Yeah.
When?
December 6th to the 10th.
It's going to be fucking cold.
Oh, yeah. I got coats ready.
So
I got my coats ready.
Real fucking cold.
I got to get
you take
coat.
That. You're going to fucking, they're going to laugh at you.
No, I got a coat. I got a big coat. I'm ready.
A big coat.
Big coat.
You're talking about like past your parka.
Knees. Yeah, big knees.
You better get you some Sorel boots, too.
Okay.
Sorel boots.
It's cold. I'll tell you my rumor story. Go ahead, Derek. You been to rumors before?
Nah, I never.
Here's what's gonna happen. I went years ago. I was doing a movie called The Lookout. Congrats on your album, by the way.
Thank you.
On Raw Dog on Sirius.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I went, and I was doing a movie called The Lookout. So Jeff Daniels was there, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Matthew Good, Isla Fisher. We're all doing the movie together. I'm number 6 on the call sheet, so I'm pretty up there. I work almost every day. I got a few lines. They go, you do stand-up. We got to come watch. So I call Ross Rumberg, who was the old owner of Rumors, and he was this horribly hacky comic, but he owned a club. So what he would do back in the day, comics used to own clubs. So there was this guy named Boris, the Incredible Boris. He was a hypnotist. Mm-hmm. He had two clubs in Toronto. So he'd go, let me work your two clubs. You can work my club, blah, blah, blah. So I know Ross Rumberg. I get there. I go, hey, man, I'm doing a movie. Can I come by? And he goes, okay, yeah. You have to do 7 minutes and it's clean. And I said, I'm bringing all these movie stars and stuff. That I'm, can you give me more? He goes, no, 7 minutes clean. Wow. So I get there. He goes on. He's the host. No one knows this at the time. He's got a failing kidney. So he goes and brings me up. And I go, Ross Rumberg, everybody, keep it going. He's dying. His kidneys are failing. And then he goes off. And I go into my thing. And they start lighting me at 7. I'm annihilating. You know, I don't use that term loosely. There's movie stars there. I'm thinking, this. I'm a made guy now. I'm going to fuck this room up. They're lighting me at 7. I do 15. Filth ridden. Just fucking destroy the room. Thank you so much. Good night. I walk off. The headliner goes up. He struggles for a few minutes. His name is John Bueller, but he's hilarious. He gets him back. It's fine. The show's not broken. Right, you know what I mean? Right, I didn't fuck the show up. Ross Rumberg runs back. And he, you fucking motherfucker. Like cursing more than I did on stage. I told you 7 minutes. I told you clean. You go way fucking over the time. The fuck is your problem? I go, everybody had a great time. What's the problem? He goes over, kicks Jeff Daniels out. Get the fuck out. You get the fuck out. Kicks everybody out. We left and it was a great night. Wow. But that's Rumors.
That is an amazing, it's like, it's an amazing story. As a, you're a bit of a dick for it.
Yeah.
But it's such, you, it almost shows it's better to be a dick.
Sometimes
you got a better story out of that.
Yeah. What if I would have done my clean 7 and then I came off stage? Jeff Daniels goes, that's got to be a one man show. You should turn this into this. And sure enough, I did.
Yeah.
And then I was like cool with those guys for like a year and a half. And then I met Sacha Baron Cohen because Isla Fisher saw me. She goes to him. We're on the red carpet. And she goes, Sacha, this is Aaron Berg. He's very funny. And this is right after Borat came out, and I'm like, yeah, I'm really funny. That's, thanks so much. You just picture like $1 million bills falling out of his pocket and shit like that. And I think Isla Fisher had a little bit of a crush on me. I don't know if they're still together, but she used to be like, what time are you going swimming upstairs? Yeah. Maybe I'll come watch.
Recognizing like true funny.
Do you think maybe that they're just like Hollywood, so they just fuck around on each other?
Because
that's hot, right?
I don't
think so. What if now Isla Fisher was like, I can have sex with you, just don't tell anybody, and I won't tell anybody neither. Do you think, should I do it? In my mind? What do you think, G?
Yeah, because being a scumbag is the best story. Is she cute still? I don't know.
Isla Fisher? Let's take a picture.
I don't know what she looks
Let's
like.
Let's see.
Yeah.
There it is. Picture of Isla Fisher. Yeah. What do you think?
I would.
Yeah. We haven't even seen it at all. Christina Applegate went to the Walk of Fame with all the old Married with Children people. Have you seen them?
I haven't seen
that. You ever watch that show?
Yeah, Married with Children.
It was a good show.
Christina Applegate was always hot to me.
Was there black people in that show?
The original guy that he worked with in a shoe store was black. He had like a black coworker.
And then what happened? He got fired?
They just stopped showing him at work as much. The story was based more around him being at home later on. Once they started
his hand down his pants and stuff.
Yeah, that's once they started getting involved with all the neighbors, it was less work shit.
Yeah, and she was like kind of a lesbian or something.
Yeah,
and
she was kind of hot to me for some reason also.
She was very hot to me.
Yeah, and she was always fucking her husband.
Yeah.
They were fucked like rabbits.
Yeah, and he didn't like fucking her, right? Or did he?
Al did not like fucking
Al
his wife.
Al hated fucking
he
her.
He hated
I'd
fucking
I'd fuck
his
Katie
wife.
Sagal in a second.
Yeah.
Even now, like Sons of Anarchy, Katie Sagal, she's
still hot.
Katie Sagal's still smoking hot.
She had,
what,
you know.
60 by now?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but she had
Katie Sagal was there, and the other, the kid, the guy that played Bud Bundy.
David Faustino.
Yeah, David Faustino. And then the neighbor, the lesbian possible neighbor. And I guess, I think she has MS now, Christina Applegate.
No.
My Christina Applegate story, she came to Fantasies, the club I used to strip at.
Oh, yeah.
And she came in one night, and she got private dances from Tom Heart Attack. And he had a big dick. He had a penis implant. So he for sure pulled it out and like rubbed it on Christina Applegate. And then she lost her tits, I think. And now she has MS. She's not having a good run. That's, I mean,
what
it's
do you
a.
Mean? This guy has a good, there's a trade off, you know?
What's the trade off?
She had a good early. She was rich and hot and young.
She was really hot for a while.
Yeah.
She's still cute, But my point is, she had no shoes on in this picture where she was at the Walk of Fame. And I was thinking, you don't put your feet in that thing, do you? You just put your hands, and then there's a star, right? If you get a star,
yeah.
Do you put your feet in it?
Nah.
So I don't know why she had no shoes on.
So she probably had heels and couldn't bend down on her knees, like with the shoes.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Some stiff shoes.
I just thought maybe she's like, because the MS, she forgot to put shoes on or something like that. But it's not really a mind disease, is it? It's not mind syndrome. What's MS stand for? Multiple sclerosis. Nailed it.
I've heard of it. I've given money to it, but I don't fully understand it.
So I defended Dave Chappelle today. Do you know him? He's a comic.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
He did a very funny thing on SNL, and I went on Newsmax. And usually when I go on Newsmax, I feed into their narrative. So they wanted me, a Jewish comedian, to go on and probably be outraged.
Oh, I saw that screen.
But they forgot I'm more comedian than Jewish. So I said, I thought Dave Chappelle was hilarious. I'm a Jew and a comic, and he crushed. And I said, you know, it's groundbreaking because it makes it okay for me to say stuff. So he said, two words you can't say together are the followed by Jews. And I'm like, so I can't say the followed by blacks. It's the same thing. And then they also said, you know, he claimed that black Americans are not responsible for the plight of the Jews. And I agreed with that, right? It's not. There's two guys that are pretty upset about the Jews.
Yeah.
But it's not, you're not causing a Holocaust. Right. You know what I mean? Two guys. So I just said, it's not, you can't conflate the Holocaust with slavery. The Holocaust, 6 million people died. Slavery is just cheap labor in America.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And these people on the news network went, all right, thank you very much. Yeah. And then they let me go on that. And it's a joke.
Yeah.
The same way he's allowed to say a joke where he goes, Hollywood, there's a lot of Jews. It's a lot. And it's just the truth.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to make slavery because they thought it was going to divide people. They're like, let's get cheap people to work this. Oh, $0?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Everyone read the same book.
The truth is funny, and not everybody laughs at the same thing. I don't understand why. I watched it. That I'm telling you, he was on, and I've seen him recently, and he's not always that on. Chappelle was real fucking on that night.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, everything was hitting, and that was a State of the Union address. Like, here's where we are right now with these situations.
Absolutely.
And he fucking nailed it.
Absolutely.
From a black perspective, I also don't think that you can say Dave Chappelle is disenfranchised. I don't think you can. I think as a black man who's, and I'm not saying it just because of monetary purposes. You can't just say, well, you don't suffer. You have millions at all. You can't just say that. He's still a black man in America, but I wouldn't consider him a disenfranchised minority as a successful, famous black man.
Okay. What it comes off, you're saying, once you achieve a certain level?
I don't even think it's the success. I think that the only difference between, and especially when you're talking about comics, because we all have a camaraderie amongst us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't look at each other like different people. The only difference is the color of his skin, which in some places and sometimes is extremely important.
Yeah.
But I feel like, and I could be wrong, I feel like when you're at that level where everywhere you walk, people go, oh, that's Dave Chappelle. He's no longer just, oh, there's that black man. And I know it still happens where if he's in Pawtucket somewhere and he's driving and he gets pulled over, oh, there's that black man driving.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
I don't feel like that's the norm, especially with Dave Chappelle, who travels with security, who probably has a white driver sometimes. I don't know. Probably not. I don't think Dave Chappelle would hire a white guy. But I feel like I don't feel like you can go that defense anymore. I think it's whittled away where it's like, oh no, he's a disenfranchised guy. I don't think he is. I think Dave Chappelle's a superstar who's very well known. He's allowed to make jokes about whatever he wants, but also people are allowed to make jokes about Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
But not a lot of people do.
They don't know where to swing.
I have a good one now where I go, I just think it would be hilarious if for his next special, Dave Chappelle came back as trans And I think that's hilarious. That's the closer.
Yeah.
He comes back and he's chopped my dick off. I don't know what to say. I went into the doctor. I said, take it all off. Look at my titties. I got these big wobbly jobbly titties. What are you saying now to Netflix, bitches?
I outed Gerard to take the heat off of me.
I'll tell you who else is gay. He just starts going through a list of everybody. Who would have known Liberace? It's Liberace. Oh, sorry.
I was gay this whole time, but I'll sacrifice you to protect me.
Comedy Central wouldn't have hired me if they'd known. I'm a gay black man, woman.
Hey, I think it'd be super funny if it did. That's it. I don't know. What do you think, Mike?
What, should Dave Chappelle be trans?
Yeah.
Like to troll? Like,
as a troll, that'd be the bombest like, ass troll.
Did you heard about the teacher who did that in Canada, I think? Got like giant fake tits.
Vaguely, I saw
like maybe like a month or two ago. I'll bring up a picture of it, like cartoonishly fake tits.
Yeah,
okay.
And said they were trans.
And yeah, it's a teacher of a. I mean, I know the conservatives. I don't know how true the story. I mean, it has to be a true story.
It's trans. Yeah, right. It's so crazy. It has to be true.
Teacher
Chappelle tits, just gets tits for like 2 weeks, shoots a special, and then gets them taken back.
Yeah, the school backed the teacher,
and said what?
And said, like, that's her right to have... It's a boy, but a trans, but... And I'll put a picture up, too.
And he did this as a joke?
Yeah. No. I think he's, like, actually, like... But, like, obviously doing it for the attention. Like, clearly, like...
I mean, that's going to throw kids off in the class.
That's what the whole... It's... Like, it's funny for us, because, like, we're in... But, like, people were like, you can't do this to children. Like, it was, like, an outrage thing a few months back.
It seems pretty inappropriate. Wow. So... Ugh, here's the Jews telling us what we have to do in the media.
Our media.
When am I on, Joe? Joe, I'm sorry. Oh, I said the Jews, and now I've been canceled. He slammed the door. All right.
Last episode.
We'll be right back after we get canceled.
So, the host is supposed to bring me up because I'm on last. But he asked if he could do another minute in between. So let's see if he bombs or kills with this new minute of history.
It's not doing well.
98% of comedy sucks. There's 2 good percents.
What you doing? Another 27 cents or some more shit like that?
It's 25.
Something sets, right? You start up at 2 in the afternoon like a jackass. All right, look, man.
4 o'clock. You were there. Don't try and demean my accomplishment. You're in it. That's it. Now it's going to be my turn.
Look how brave I am to wear this. Do you see how brave? Because down, I look like a hillbilly that won the lottery. I look like I just hit the pick three, and I don't. It's not real, by the way. I know you're, it's fake. Faux is what the gay people call it. It's faux, not F-O. F-A-U-X. It's awesome. Are you a midget, sir? You look very small. I like it. I went on a right-wing news network today, Newsmax. Do you watch it? Stop scratching your neck like you're hooked on methamphetamine. Goes, but now, oh my God, I'll suck a dick to get out of this cardigan. So I defended Dave Chappelle. Did you see Dave Chappelle the other day? What he did? Do you know him? He's a comedian. He's pretty well known. Girls, do you know him? You like him or no? It's a so-so thing, because they're also younger and hipper, but also old people are starting to hate him. My dad doesn't like him, because he said a lot of stuff about trans people, you know? Just keep maintaining eye contact. Said a lot of stuff, but I think it'd be super funny if Dave Chappelle, for his next special, came back as trans, you know? Chop my dick off! I got this new pair of titties! I think that'd be fun. All right, nobody else agrees with me. But he said some things about the Jews, and I'm a Jew, so he said stuff. So I went on the show, and they expected me to say Dave Chappelle's a Nazi, and I didn't say that. And they got very offended, and they cut me off 2 minutes in. Yeah, I didn't know what to say. I was just like, I thought it was very funny. I watched the monologue, I thought it was hilarious. Like, you love Mexican midget jokes, right?
Yeah.
Are you Mexican?
Yeah.
Oh, that was good. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Did you do a 23andMe?
Yes.
Nice. Full Mexican?
Full Mexican.
Is he lying right now?
No.
Awesome. And you guys met here or at the border, paying the... You're from Texas. North Mexico. super exciting. And you got married in Texas. You live in Texas. And then you came here to Gay York City for a couple days. How many guns do you own?
Zero.
He's a loser in Texas. They call him a loser, this guy. Yeah, he probably voted for Beto O'Rourke. Yeah, he did. See? Nailed that right away. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make the gay jokes. I just saw the way you said it. He's a cute dude. Gay, straight, bi, pan. What do you go by?
Gay.
Gay, nice. Fucking old school. You don't need all those other fucking labels. What do you think about this guy? Big chunky dick on him, for sure. Do you size up the dick size? Because I know, I'm not gay. I blew a dude when I was 12, but I never talk about it, and I never thought I'd see him again. So it's a good crowd now. They came around. They were a little weird when I was wearing this fake fur. Always gay or used to dabble in puss?
Always gay.
Always. That's the way you want to be. This guy's fucking old school. You're like a DeLorean. They don't make you anymore. Fucking awesome. Is this your family with you or friends?
Yeah, friends.
Nice. Any guys here you want to fuck? I'll line it up. I would go with, if I was you, here's who I would go. This guy, no, the head's way too big. That's probably fucking all autistic or something. He's going to try and bite your face when he kisses you. This guy's good looking, but he looks a little too timid for you. He'll be like, wrong hole. And you'll be like, shut up. And throw it in his mouth. Those three guys, that guy in the middle is the most straight, but he for sure did gay shit in college. That guy, he's on the lacrosse team, and he's like, last guy to come on the cracker eats it. And then he's like, I'm not doing carbs, but just licked all the cob and threw it and yelled, keto. I've won most of these people over. What's your type? What do you like? Because you're a good looking dude.
No type.
Just take all the dicks. I just run into an Equinox steam room and I'm, they call me the wood chipper. I just, it's got no type at all. That's awesome. Is there any possible gay dudes here? That guy back there looks very not gay. What's your name?
Michael.
Nice. You ever fuck around with some dude that minored in theater?
No.
What, are you a waiter now?
No, I'm not a waiter.
What do you do?
I'm a journalist.
Nice. Who do you journal for?
NPR.
Oh, I'm going to be in a lot of trouble. I just got in trouble with Newsmax today. And so now the right wing has kicked me aside. Now NPR is going to be like a fur-wearing Nazi took the stage, called a black man, Colin Kaepernick, and then told me to suck a dick. Do you work in the radio or the print division?
The radio.
Nice. I like some of the shows there. So your best show is the... I've never listened to it. What's your favorite show on it? Oh, wait. Doesn't Ophira Eisenberg have a show there?
She used to. I don't think she does anymore.
Fire. She was too right-wing with her vagina, right? We don't need these here. What's your favorite show? Who else has a show there? Name someone famous that this guy would know. Like Killer Mike? Does he have one?
No, Killer Mike's not on the air.
No, do you like Killer Mike? Yeah, he's good. He's black. Who else?
I work for Terry Gross. I work for Fresh Air with Terry Gross. Is that the name?
You heard of that? Sounds like some white people shit. Is that real white people shit?
It's
what do they talk about? Like, here's how to make kale in your own backyard. I'm Terry Gross. Today my bowel movement was above average. Stay tuned for more advertisements. Do you like working at NPR?
Yes, sir.
You must. There must be so many gay dudes to fuck there.
There are, yeah.
Yeah. Does HR ever jump in and say, hey, could you stop fucking everybody?
No.
They can't tell you what to do. It's awesome to be gay in Brooklyn just tearing up assholes. So fun. I'm sorry. I'm not for everybody tonight. I apologize. Look at this guy's big head's about to explode. Too much gayness! I found the guy for you. Sir, are you gay or are you just dressing it? You're gay?
No, I'm not.
Oh, shit. What's your name?
Felipe.
And what's your name?
Seth.
Seth?
Yeah, that's right.
Are you Jewish?
No.
Oh, well, easy. What the fuck? That's a fucking turn this NPR thing on its head. NPR is full of anti-Semites. You guys saw that. If we play that back, we've got it on camera. In slow-mo, are you Jewish? And I think he made a big nose signal. starts throwing coins up in the air. NPR is Nazis. It stands for Nazi propaganda.
Before we get back, remember, today's show is brought to you by Blade One, Team Blade. Spend the weekend in Miami, limited availability. That's right, Blade will fly you to Miami from New York. It is $1,675 a seat, leaving Thursday, November 17th at 1:30 p.m. Returning from Miami, it is $1,675 a seat at 4 p.m. There's no cheaper or better way to fly to Florida than Blade. Enjoy exceptional service with our renowned Blade SkyFX flight attendants, world-class cuisine, including service from Pearl Street Caviar, preloaded iPads with first-run movies, and specially curated DOPS kit complete with the latest in next-generation personal care products. Fly now. Use code BASE, B-A-S-E, with Blade to get no percent off, but still it will help if they know that you used us. Thank you so much. And that is Blade to fly to Florida from New York. That ad was supposed to be for Tim Dillon's podcast. That's not for ours. Yeah, we don't have any sponsors. That's $1,700 to fly to Florida. What do you think? Each way, $3,400.
That's
jet? It's kind of private. It's Blade. It's like there's maybe like 8 people on the plane. You get caviar. Think about it. I'm flying back from Fort Lauderdale. It was $1,400 for three seats.
Really?
Because I got to bring my family with me this weekend. $1,675 is not bad. No. $3,200. If you're making $20,000 in a weekend at the Improv, would you throw away $3,000 to fly Blade?
Not yet. Not this
absolutely.
Early.
Why?
Absolutely.
What do you mean? You're making $20,000 a weekend.
If it was happening regularly that I was making $20,000 a weekend?
Yeah.
What
if you were making $20,000 one weekend in Miami and you're like, oh.
No, I'm not giving away $3,000. Like
I'm taking a mega bus.
Fuck really?
That. Yeah.
How cheap do you fly? What do you fly? Spirit?
Spirit was the last one.
We went to Vegas.
Yeah.
Our tickets were like $34.
We shit.
We got them shits 4 months ahead of time.
And we split a bag so we wouldn't have to pay.
Did you really?
Yeah, no, actually, we made Yurgos take the bag because he's a veteran.
The second time.
Oh, yeah.
The
way back. Way back.
We were like, yo, take this, motherfucker. Yeah. He's like, all right.
The way there we paid, the way back we made Yurgos.
I heard it's cheaper to just buy two seats and put your bag in the other seat.
Can you do that though?
Probably, yeah.
I just picture you doing that and then like a black woman punching your face.
Bitches do be getting beat up on Spirit Airlines.
Was there almost a fight on yours?
Yeah. The stewardesses had crazy attitude.
Why? What happened?
They just were probably.
They got trash like you coming on giving bags to veterans.
They're underpaid, you know what I mean?
They don't make a lot of money on Spirit.
Not on Spirit. Nah. It's like it's the megabus for
Spirit. So what happened? How close did it get to a fight?
She was just telling this guy that he needed to move out of his seat. Who told him to move there? And the guy didn't speak English. She was like, oh my God, this guy's so dumb.
She said that?
Yeah, it was fucking hilarious.
They're funny.
I loved it. She's like, he's so stupid. He's not from this country.
She said that? I love hearing stuff like that.
They're like that hot dog place in Chicago.
Yeah, what's it called?
Supposed to be rude to you.
Something corner or something.
There's a place like that in Baltimore, too, right by the pier. Yeah. They'll fucking bring your girl a paper bag to put on her head and shit like that.
Spirit's like the Waffle House of the air.
Spirit's bad. I used to fly it when it first popped up, and I'd pay the extra $40 to get that first row seat, and people walk on, be like, damn, they got first class. Because it's a bigger seat.
You're about to get robbed when you get off the plane.
Yeah.
If you were first class with this thing.
Oh, they put Elon Musk up front. I took Colin with me to Indiana and Louisville last week. So I go, all right, I got the flights. Don't worry about it. So I fly him first class down there, right?
Yeah.
So he's all excited. Then on the way back, I go Comfort Plus because it was too much to pay the. I'd pay the upgrade for me. He didn't deserve it. So
he's an immigrant.
He comes on and Colm doesn't get drunk all weekend. He's great until after the last show's done. Then 30 seconds, the eyes are just gone. And you're like, oh, where's the guy I just saw all weekend? Wow. Real Irish shit.
This is to exist.
Yeah, you get blackout drunk. That's what it is. So I go in, I bring them in the lounge with me. I go, I'm going to go see if I can grab a souvenir. I get on the plane first because I wanted the window seat because I accidentally booked it for him. So I get there first. I'm like, oh, hey, man. So he gets on. And then this woman comes by and it says, reserve for Comfort Plus members only. So you can't just throw a bag up there. So this girl comes by, throws a bag up there. Mm. And I was just sitting there and I was like, oh, here we go. Here we go. And
then Colm
comes and he's like, oh, hey. And he's all drunk. And I'm like, hey, man, you got to put your bag up there. He's like, oh, it's full. I go, yeah, yeah. This woman put her stuff there. She's not supposed to, man.
He's like a woman.
Fuck that shit.
I've been arguing with my girlfriend all day.
It's fucking quants.
He goes, what do I do? And I go, take it down.
You gotta fight her.
Take it to the stewardess and tell her someone put their bag where your bag's supposed to be. He goes, yeah, are you sure? And I go, yeah, yeah. Are you fucking with me? I go, no, take it down. Yeah. That's our space. Yeah. He takes it down, walks up to first class to this stewardess that just looks confused. And he said, someone put their bag where my bag's supposed to be? And she goes, what? He said, I don't know, but I got to put my bag up there. And she goes, okay. He goes, so I'll just leave it with you. And he leaves it and walks back. And this poor woman picks it up. And he puts his little knapsack up and walks back. And she's like, someone. And the guy behind me tries to snitch. And he's like, yes, someone. Some young lady put her bag up there erroneously. She's back there. And then she had to take it back. But we were hoping they would sky check it.
Yeah.
And then she'd be all fucking. Or worse comes to worse, not even sky check. Just check. Then she had to wait 20 foot. You can't do that.
Right.
Yeah.
This fucking airplane etiquette.
Yeah, yeah. Not on Spirit.
Nah, none.
Wait, what were you on?
Delta. I go Delta United. Different. That's it.
If you look at Spirit's Twitter, like the mentions thing, all of it is just them apologizing to people.
Come
it's
on.
Just them. Should you DM us? Okay, we're sorry to hear that. Yeah. It's like, Jesus.
They don't give you anything free, though.
No.
You fly Spirit still?
No, I did it for Skankfest. I flew from Phoenix to... Vegas that way because it was like a quick hour flight my first time and that was enough for me.
It's pretty bad.
Really bad.
Yeah. Like you feel like you're going to fight before you get on the plane at Spirit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my, I like it.
The lady told us.
You don't mind
it's
it.
It's like East New York in there.
Dude, the lady, the stewardess on our thing when she was making the announcements, she told people like you can't get drunk. Like they don't serve alcohol in the plane. If you brought your own alcohol, do not drink it.
Yeah.
If you try to drink your own alcohol, there is a $2,000 fine. Mm. You can't afford that fine because, and it goes, let's be honest, if you could, you would have flown Delta.
She said that?
She said that.
Bro, I love shit like that. I was on an Amtrak to Florida one time, right? Yeah. It's supposed to be a 24-hour train ride, but we were on the train for like 30-something hours. Like, we stop in Georgia. I mean, we're just stopped for like hours, middle of the night, right? And this has just been a wild fucking...
That's a fun train ride. Where's that leave from?
They left from New York.
To Florida.
Yeah.
Where in Florida?
We were going to Boca Raton.
Just one train?
Oh, Boca's dope.
You don't have to switch?
We had to switch once. So, middle of the night, stopped in Georgia. I mean, in this train ride was wild. People fucking making out in the bar car. I was just a kid, you know. They're playing cards, my family. And we're like, what the fuck is going on? We're just stuck. And the lady gets on the fucking PA system. She goes, all right, everybody. The reason why we're stopped is because we hit a guy. She goes... We ain't kill him, but we messed him up pretty bad. And that was it. And she just got off.
It's traumatizing.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It. I read about him in the paper the next 2 days later. He died. He ended up dying, succumbing to his injuries. Yeah.
Yeah, they fucked him up.
Yeah.
That train fucked him straight up.
We ain't kill him, but we messed him up pretty bad.
If you got hit by a train, it'd hurt.
I think it would instantly kill.
I don't think I would want to survive. Whatever's guys, left is not going to be good.
That's like, you ever guys see Faces of Death?
Yeah.
People get hit by the train? That shit is crazy.
We should watch that again.
It just splits their face right
off. That was my childhood.
I don't know. I haven't seen Faces of Death. I saw it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
There's like three.
Some twisted, demented shit.
There's a sacrifice on one,
and then you'd be like, oh, this one's fake.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever heard of The Gauntlet?
No.
It's like an internet thing, right? Me and him did it on the podcast once, where it's different levels of gory shit, right? So it starts off light. And you just, at a certain point, you're like, oh, I can't watch this. Like, we saw one guy, he was in a flaming car. It was just a car on fire. And then you see the windshield pop open, and this flaming guy come out of the car, crawls on the hood, gets on the floor, and they pat him off. And when he's coughing, it's just like black fucking smoke coming out of his
lungs. That one bothered me more than the gory shit.
Yeah, that one fucked me up.
Because his buddy was trying to like get him out.
Yeah, they were trying to get him out the car.
Yeah, and then the windshield popped. Yeah, and then that smoke coming out of his lungs.
Yeah.
I was playing music to it. Like, this car is on fire. Yeah, let's see it. All right.
I think it's called The Gauntlet. Yeah. And like, we didn't even make it past easy. No. It was like easy, and there's like 20 pictures, and then it goes to medium and hard.
As you get older, that shit gets softer for you. Like, Now I watch near miss videos.
Oh, those are dope.
Like something might fall and just where it would have killed them, but it lands right next to them, and it'll be a compilation of that.
Oh, I thought
that's
it was like
a truck or a tree.
Somewhere almost got ran over by a truck. That's all I can take now.
I thought it was like when people almost say the N-word on live TV. I thought that was a near miss.
Louis J. Gomez likes to say the N-word,
and I'm okay with it.
I don't mind. He's got a thing for feet, and he's a fatso.
He's a transracial.
I got no problem. He's transracial. I once saw him take a shovel to a trans woman's head in the bathroom after she tricked him, and it caved a goddamn skull in. But God bless him, he started a GoFundMe for her to get reassignment surgery and come back to being a dumb man. He's a good man. All right, let's get out of here. We got shit to do. We got more shows. Right. G Mike. Let's show this car fire and play us out with this car
fire. Fuck these guys up one more time.
Yeah, this shit fucking bothered me.
Dave Temple's album's available. Yes, tell them where, Dave, wherever
Facebook,
you can get
YouTube,
albums.
Amazon is available on all the platforms.
That's right.
Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's it. Let Dave see it.
Please that's a man.
Check that out. It's a man this, kicking
just
out
trying to kick it
that's
out.
That's hilarious. This guy's just filming
shit blows
instead
up.
Of helping.
Yeah.
Listen to On the Gay Podcast. It's me and Gio Perez, two ex-cons turned comedians, telling you all about jail and how we changed our lives. Follow on Instagram, subscribe on YouTube, like everything.
Yeah. I got a new double album coming out. We recorded it 2 weeks ago. It'll be out within about a month, and my brand new crowd work special will be out in about 2 months. Super exciting. All the dates are at aaronberg.com. Me and Louis J. Gomez got about 24 more shows left for the Offend Everyone tour. You're not going to want to miss it. And then I go on tour with No Laugh Left Behind. Check out No Laugh Left Behind. It's going to be awesome. This guy's coughing smoke.
And he's sizzling.
He's
going to
be good. This guy's fine.
He lost skin.
No worries.
He'll never be the same.
He has stage 4 lung cancer like an hour later.
Really?
Oh, probably.
Yeah, dude.
Pretty
lungs
sure.
Are shot.
He's dying of something. He's dying young.
Yeah, he's not making it. I think he's going to die in the hospital.
Maybe he dies right here. Oh, they're dragging him out of the shot. There you go. This has been Berg's Base. Yeah. Fly Blade. Peace.